Welcome to the University of Wolverhampton Learning and Information Services Guide to Poster Design. What is a poster? An academic poster is a visual presentation of your research information and is often used at conferences. Rather than simply reproducing your entire assignment, you're creating a condensed version of the highlights in a visual medium that should both attract and inform potential viewers. Think about your potential audience. Will they be your peers and understand subject-specific information and terminology, or are they a more general audience and should you use less complicated language and terms? Make sure that you're aware of the allocated word count. This will impact on the layout and design of your poster. Planning. As with any piece of academic work, planning is vital. Begin by summarising your work into key points, create a rough draft and sketch out a plan of your poster. Think about the images, charts or tables that you'll need to include, and remember that your poster needs to be eye-catching in order to capture an audience's attention. Formatting. Try and use no more than 2 fonts throughout your poster. It will need to be visible to an audience from several feet away, so choose the font size of the title, heading, subheadings and main body text accordingly. Remember that text that performs the same function throughout the poster, for example headings, should be formatted identically and the main body of your text should be left aligned in a clear, legible font. Images. Don't use images taken from the internet. When you enlarge and print out your poster, they will become distorted and pixelated, so use high-resolution images instead. You must also remember to correctly reference any images that you use. Tables and charts should be labelled appropriately and formatted in order to best enhance their visibility. Remember that people will be looking at your poster from a distance. Layout. Whilst the poster is a visual tool, it still needs to maintain a logical structure in order that a viewer can easily follow and understand your argument from start to finish. Consider including a title, introduction, methodology, results, discussion, conclusion, and references. Group related text together, and think about using a design grid or columns to improve your layout. When deciding on colour schemes for your poster, use a colour wheel to pick 2 or 3 complementary colours and try to avoid patterns that would distract from the text. Review. Make sure you give yourself enough time to review your poster before printing and handing in. Check for content and referencing, but also print an A4 copy off and place it on a wall in order that you can see what it will look like from a distance. Ask a friend or family member for feedback. Can they follow the flow of information, read the text clearly, and understand the graphics and charts that you've used? Printing your poster. The University's Print Services Unit provides efficient and cost-effective printing. Find them at www.wlv.ac.uk/psu. For more details on the help available, please refer to the Skills for Learning website at www.wlv.ac.uk/skills. Books offering advice on presentation skills are also available in the Study Skills collection in the Learning Centres and as part of our e-book collection.